Get ready for some great gift ideas. It's time for our fifth annual Made in Maine gift guide. One of the joys of the holiday season is finding that perfect gift for someone in your life. You know, that unique thing that they never would have thought of buying for themselves, but just love. It's hard to find that perfect gift, but today we're here to help. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Maine has an embarrassment of riches when it comes to people creating beautiful, eclectic, handy, and delightful products. And we're going to tell you about a few of them. We're also going to ask you to share your ideas, whether it's your own product or someone else's. Go to our Facebook page, call us, or send us an email with a picture and a link. Maine Calling's Made in Maine gift guide is next. But first, this news update. From the Maine Public Radio studios, I'm Jennifer Rooks, and this is Maine Calling. Now, I realize it isn't even Thanksgiving yet, and that some of you are not thrilled about the holiday flyers and commercials and decor, but we here at Maine Calling are in the Christmas spirit. Perhaps it's because my daughter loves Christmas music and has been playing in our home since October. But really, here is your chance to get a head start on your holiday shopping by learning about some really great Made in Maine products. So, welcome to our fifth annual Maine Calling Made in Maine gift guide. Joining me in our studio, Jen Thompson, who is an ambassador for Portland Buy Local. Laura Serino is a contributor to Down East Magazine, and Alex Steed is a founding partner at the content firm Knack Factory. As always, and even more than ever, because of the nature of the program today, we want to hear from you. Share your favorite Made in Maine products, whether they're from a neighborhood store or an online Etsy shop, or wherever you find unique Maine products you would like your fellow listeners to know about. Our phone number to talk about them, 1-800-399-3566. You can send an email to talk@mainepublic.org, tweet at Maine Calling, or post to the Maine Calling Facebook page. And for you small business owners who want to promote your products, don't forget to post to our Facebook page or to our email, talk@mainepublic.org. From those posts, we're going to gather together all of the recommendations for a Maine Calling gift guide that we will make available in coming days. So again, if you would like to be in the Maine Calling Made in Maine gift guide, post to our Facebook page or to talk@mainepublic.org. Well, we've invited all three of these guests because they all make holiday shopping lists as well, all make Made in Maine holiday gift guides. And so we all have that in common. Laura, how did Down East Magazine choose their gift for inclusion this year?
So this year we did 50 under 50, which we've never done before. We were trying to really think about people that have really big lists. So they have big families, lots of friends, trying to be a little more budget conscious, challenged ourselves to stay within that under 50 kind of mark. And, you know, we hear from people year round. So we gather people year round. I picked out a few people that actually wrote on the Facebook page last year when we did this show. So we found a lot of great new artisans and stores this year. And then we also kind of revisited some people that we had featured years ago and that had new products. So,
do you have maybe favorites, not the right word, but does one item on the gift guide stand out you maybe for its unusualness?
So a new to me brand is Mainland Design Co. Mm-hmm. I saw they actually posted on the Facebook Maine Calling page already with their rock blocks. But we featured some glass tumblers from them, and they've got really whimsical prints of the. They've got these bears covered in buoys on some of their juice glasses. So they're a new favorite for me, and I'll be giving some of their stuff for the holidays this year.
You already decided on what you're going to give.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
definitely.
So Jen, how does Portland Buy Local come up with its list?
So Portland Buy Local is a membership-based organization of Portland's locally owned businesses, and all of our business members, we invite them to submit their best gift ideas to us. So we have a bunch of awesome local businesses represented and some great ideas on our website.
Do you have one you want to sort of point out that might be a little unusual?
One of my favorites this year is actually these handmade tumblers by Elizabeth Loudon. You can find them at Maine Potter's Market. They all have these really cool blue and teal colors and patterns on them.
Okay, Alex, your turn. You've been doing this for a few years now.
Yeah, this is the fifth year of the gift guide that I put together. This is the first year it's hosted at my company, Knack Factory's website. It's been extraordinarily popular and well-received, and I'm grateful for that. I have at our Knack Factory offices some of the Maine Design Co. Glasses. We love them a lot. As far as what I really enjoy that has showed up on our list, celebrating the boom in the lobster industry and lobster marketing. I like that the Maine lobster kit that's provided by Day Trip Society can get lobster ready to eat meals, not ready to eat meals, that's bizarre, but lobster meals out to people outside of the state who are not able to get it here.
Oh, okay, great. And I'm going to ask you guys, I'll wait on that. Do you find that there are themes that emerge with different years that you find, Laura, that, you know, sort of everybody on staff is really excited at one kind of thing than another?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. I think we all personally get excited about, you know, emerging artists, and especially a lot of people that are kind of bringing back an old handicraft. Like this year we had this company we were all excited about, Black Dog Ironworks. And I think he's based in Milo, and he had these really great hand-forged bottle openers for $20. And it was kind of, you know, this really old traditional practice that you don't see a lot anymore. So I think one of the themes that always emerges each year is kind of a old handcraft or kind of technique that somehow makes its way to be popular again in Maine, which is really nice to see.
Jen, what's hot in Portland Buy Local? What's sort of the new trend?
People,
other than beer.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was going to say actually that people get really excited about kind of the experiential gifts. And so giving someone, you know, tickets to One Longfellow Square that you can go to a show together, or both Maine Brew Bus and Maine Beer Tours tickets make really fun holiday gifts that you can then go enjoy with your with the person you're gifting it to.
Right. Okay, Alex, are you noticing any themes?
Yeah, I mean, as far as clothing goes, I think because of the barrier of entry of making T-shirts and printing T-shirts is pretty low, you see a lot of really interesting hand-printed T-shirts. As far as handcrafted clothes go, you see a lot of great and interesting baby clothes, sort of all ranges of price, size, and quality. And then the other thing that I'm seeing more and more of with companies like Crate Full of Maine, some partnerships that are happening between Tandem Coffee Brewers and KMA is either sort of aggregated gift boxes or subscriptions. So Crate Full of Maine offers a box that has a bunch of Maine sourced items in there. And Tandem Coffee Roasters with this company, KMA, is offering a monthly subscription where you pay for a roasted bag of coffee along with a record. And so that sort of thing where people are offering a variety of different kinds of gifts based on interest is really fascinating.
Okay. I started the program at the very top of the hour by saying and sort of ruminating on the idea that it's really, really, really exciting when you can find that perfect gift for someone. So hard to do. And I'm going to ask you all a personal question. Laura, when is the last time you bought someone the perfect gift, and what was it?
Oh, gosh. Well, I think I bought my husband the perfect gift this year, but I'm not going to say what it is because he's listening, I'm pretty sure, and I don't want to ruin it. But maybe like a secondary one would be, you know, for me, the experiences are ones people really, they resonate with. Every year I try and get my mother-in-law, my sister-in-law massages at like our favorite local salon, things like that. Those are the ones where I'm like, yeah, I nailed it this year. You know, they're going to be happy to have that massage after the holidays.
Okay, what about you, Jen?
I think the best gift I gave this year was to my father-in-law, the E.B. White made in Maine, that poster from Might in Maine, actually. Yes. Alex, I saw it in your gift guide as well, and it has that E.B. White quote that says, I would rather be feel bad in Maine than feel good anywhere else over, like, the map of the state of Maine. And got it framed for him at Casco Bay Frames and Gallery, and it looks amazing in their camp.
Hopefully. Oh, it's in their camp. So this was last year. Okay, good. You're not giving away the surprise, Alex. Share with us, if you will.
I had a piece of embroidery made for my wife by a friend of ours named Kaselyn Darcy that said Ride or Die, which is a 90s hip-hop reference, and I had it framed, and she really enjoyed it.
Oh, that's great. Great. I secured for my father-in-law a couple of years ago a tour of Portland Headlight, and that was just wonderful and such a surprise. So you're talking about the experiential, Jen. That was that. So we're going to start with Kelly, who's calling from Bridgeton. Hi, Kelly. You are kicking off our calls on Gift Guide Day.
Ooh, exciting.
What do you want to tell us about?
So I actually wanted to try to toot my own horn a little bit. My husband and I live in Bridgeton, and we have our own business called Crooked Tree Traders. We actually do string art, and that's something that, you know, happened years ago. I have people talk about how their uncles and grandfathers and grandmothers used to do it, and it's string that's wrapped around nails, and it creates images. And so we do, you know, really can cater to anything. It's done on wooden boards, wooden rustic boards. We can do, like, snowflakes, names, and they're just really great customized gifts for.
So how long do they take? If someone orders now, is there time between now and Christmas for a customized gift?
There is time, yeah, definitely. But I would definitely get on that sooner than later because I have an Etsy shop and a Facebook page and everything like that. So I really get a lot of people that way. But they're great all year round gifts as well. But I can definitely accommodate some orders right now for Christmas time.
Okay, so I'm going to say to all of our callers who have a product or products, please post on the MPBN Maine Calling Facebook page or send us an email to talk@mainepublic.org because our executive producer, Jonathan Smith, is going to put together a great big list and repost it on Facebook for people to share. So we'll move on then. We'll go to Bobby, who's calling from Vassalboro. Hi, Bobby.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. Yes, you've been talking about experiential gifts, and I think maybe this one would work for everyone, and I know it would work for everyone. It's called composite mold, and it's made in Manchester, Maine, but it's used for such a number of things that it's just the all-around gift for anybody. Basically, it looks like honey, and it comes in a container, and you simply melt it in a microwave, and then you can use it to mold whatever you'd like. So, for example, jewelry making, chocolates, which is my favorite, and I do a lot of cake decorating with it. You make your own unique cake decorations. makes toys. You duplicate toys. So it's just used for any number of things, which makes it perfect for anyone of any age. My granddaughter uses it a lot to duplicate Legos and things like that that she wants to have multiples of. So it's just an all-around great gift idea.
What kind of, when you receive it, what kind of packaging does it come in? What does it look like when you get it?
It comes in a container of various sizes. I usually get the 20-ounce size, and it comes in a round plastic container such as you'd see in a food deli, and it looks like honey when you get it. And it's solid, and you simply put it in the microwave for a number of directed minutes, and it melts down, and you literally just pour it over what you want to duplicate.
You know, that's interesting. I just did a quick search on the internet of composite mold, Bobby, and I see that it's for sale at Jo-Ann Fabrics, at Walmart, at Kmart. So this product you're telling me is made in Maine.
Manchester, Maine, actually.
Manchester, Maine.
Wow.
Well, thank you for that terrific tip. And I know that there are lots and lots of crafters in Maine, and winter is their season. So
that's for everything. It's an amazing product. I have so much fun with it.
That's great. Thanks so much for your call. We'll move on to Lucas, who's calling from South Portland. Hi, Lucas.
Hi, thanks for having me on, and thanks for hosting this great forum for Maine makers.
Of course.
I was calling to tell you and your listeners about my company, Mainland Design Co. We're an art forward home decor company. We take the design to main artist Andy Rosen, who your listeners may know as the creator of Unpack, which was a Portland waterfront installation that garnered some national attention. And we use his designs to make utility items of the home more artful. Drinkware, end table sculptures, building blocks, hankies. We like to say we liberate art from the vault and we put it into your hands.
Okay, so both Laura and Alex were nodding as you were talking. You know these products.
Yeah, well, Lucas, we both just name-dropped you a few minutes ago. I don't know if you heard, but I think you're in both of our gift guides this year, Mainland Design Co. We featured the glass tumblers, which I completely love.
Yeah, I think we did the ceramic mugs as well. So, yeah, I think I picked up some of your products at Pinecone and Chickadee in the past, and we have them at the Knack Factory offices.
That's great, Lucas. And make sure if you haven't already, you post on the MPBN Main Calling Facebook page. And...
Oh, the blocks, too. I'm sorry. They have interesting sort of...
Oh, yeah, the rock blocks.
Yeah, rock blocks. Exactly.
Thanks, Lucas. We'll go to Augusta and Coke. Hi, Coke. Go ahead.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you very much for having me on. I wanted to tell your listeners that this is a great time of year to introduce their friends and families to the very best scallops on the planet.
Did you say scallops?
Scallops, yes. Mm. Scallop season opens December 5th this year, and we produce amazing scallops because our boats go out and come back really quickly because of a number of regulations that were recently imposed. So they're super fresh. They never touch fresh water. They're absolutely amazing, but for decades we've just been trucking them out of state and mixing them in with the scallops from the federal fishery, which generally come from boats that are at sea for a week or more at a time. So I used to manage the fishery here in Maine, and then I started my company, Down East Day Boat, to get our Maine fishermen the attention they deserve. And I ship fresh Maine scallops direct to chefs and consumers across the country within 24 hours of harvest.
Coke, how long have you had Down East Day Boat scallops? How long have you been shipping these?
I left the Department of Marine Resources back in 2011, and I started by bringing scallops primarily to Portland restaurants. And then I had a few people that called me from around the country and asked me to ship. So I got into that, and that's mostly what I do right now. The bulk of my business is to ship across the country. I've shipped even to Hawaii last year. I had a guy that ordered twice. And I ship a lot to New York City, and the shipping, especially in the Northeast, is really inexpensive because we can ship it FedEx or UPS Ground and get it there within a day.
And where can Mainers go to get your scallops?
You know, to be honest, whenever someone from Maine wants my scallops, I generally tell them to link up with one of my fishermen. I do mostly shipping, and I'm traveling a lot getting them, so it's hard for me to arrange a time that I can meet and drop off a pound or two. Rosemont Market usually has fresh Maine scallops throughout the season, throughout the winter season, because I link my fishermen up with them.
Great.
I waitress at Jay's Oyster, and sometimes I'll have extra, and I'll sell to the customers there. But basically, my site is for folks that want to ship them out of state. And I also, this year, have a Taste of Maine gift collection with wild Maine blueberry honey and Cape sea salt and butter and Smyrna maple drops from Smyrna and a whole bunch of other good, delicious Maine products so that you can ship the best of Maine this year.
You're making me hungry, but what a wonderful idea. I think for years people have found a way to get lobster to loved ones out of state, but here's another sort of really special option to get Maine day boat scallops.
Yeah, Maine... Maine has such wonderful access to, obviously, food that comes from the sea, beers, craft approaches to food, high-end meats. The food that we produce in the state alone could satiate a lot of people's interest and hunger, which is very nice. So it's a good place to concentrate on, especially for those people who are harder to shop for.
And I noticed that in... on our MPB and Maine Calling Facebook page, some of the products that had already come in before the show began, a few food items, not only day boat scallops, which is really exciting, but mushrooms. There are companies.
Oh, I did see
you
those.
Know,
yeah.
Yeah, but, so what a fun thing. You know, I think we think about Stonewall Kitchen and their incredible jellies and some of the great baked goods in Maine. But
Ray's Mustard, classic.
Yeah, Ray's, of course, yeah. Again, making me hungry. So let's see. We'll go to one more call before our break. We'll go to Emily calling from Rockwood. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
Good.
Great. My family harvests chaga mushrooms.
Oh, we were just talking about that. Did you post on our Facebook page?
I did.
Excellent. What is a chaga mushroom?
Chaga mushroom is actually a type of fungus that when birch trees are injured, chaga mushrooms are developed and they actually heal the tree. And so it can be harvested as long as you don't take all of the product. And we cut it up into chunks and make a tea out of it. And there are benefits to drinking chaga tea. It's a healing property. There's a book written by Dr. Cass Ingram that is called The Cure is in the Forest. And it's a wonderful like alternative to drinking coffee.
My favorite bread, actually, that you can get at the Portland Farmers Market from Good Shepherd Farm is a chaga sourdough bread. Have you had that?
I have not.
So good.
That sounds good.
It sounds wonderful.
Okay, speaking of themes, we do have to go to a break, and I don't think we have enough time to get something to eat. Emily, thanks so much for calling. We'll be right back with the Maine Calling Made in Maine gift guide.
You make Maine Calling possible, as does Ocean View at Falmouth, proudly supporting Saturday Afternoon Opera, which airs tomorrow beginning at 1 p.m. on Maine Public Classical.
Donald Trump lives in Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue in New York City, and New Yorkers say life around the tower has changed since Trump became the president-elect. It's unclear how much time Trump will spend in New York after the inauguration, but the security of his New York residence will present challenges to New Yorkers and everyone who lives or works in the area. Securing Fortress Trump this week on Day 6.
Join us tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. Many of your favorite Maine Public Television and PBS programs are now available to everyone online through our video on-demand tool at mainepublic.org. And now, qualified supporters also have access to Passport, which allows extended access to many of the program archives, such as the ability to watch entire series or access past programs that previously may not have been available. Passport is already available to supporters of both Maine Public Television and radio at the $60 a year or $5 a month level. If you're interested in learning more or gaining access to Passport for yourself, visit mainepublic.org. And thanks.
Welcome back. This is Maine Calling. I'm Jennifer Rooks. Today on the program, the fifth annual Made in Maine gift guide. Boy, did the years go by. With me in the studio, Alex Steed, who is founding partner at the content firm Knack Factory. Laura Serino, a contributor to Down East Magazine. Jen Thompson, executive director for Portland by Local. We invite you to join the conversation. Call 1-800-399-3566. Send a brief email to talk@mainepublic.org. Tweet at Maine Calling or post to our Facebook page. On the line with us now, Jen Hazard from Island Port Press. Hi, Jen.
Hi, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm great. And Island Port is a terrific Maine-based publishing house. What are you excited about for this Christmas season or holiday season?
So much. We have so much that we're excited about. I think right now, one of our books that has a lot of buzz is Ardina Hamlin, who is a writer from the Bangor area, has a new book out. It's actually the 30th edition of her book, Pink Chimneys, which was set in Bangor. And we have a new opening from Ardina, as well as a Q&A for book groups in the back, and people who are fans of her books are really excited about that one. So are we. And in addition to that, we've got a lot of great new books for kids and young adults. And the first is being from Laura Freudig, who's from Southwest Harbor. And Laura has six children of her own, so she's a fantastic in-the-know children's book writer. And her book is called Halfway Wild. And in that book, the kids imagine themselves as wild creatures. So there's kids getting ready in the morning, and they're moving like turtles, putting on their socks, or they smell like skunks. Their mom thinks they smell like skunks before getting into the bath. So that book is a lot of fun. And then for older kids, because sometimes it's hard to find things for kids that are a little bit older of her books. Genevieve Morgan, who's based out of Portland,
yep.
has a new book in her Five Stone trilogy called The Kinfolk, which just came out and has gotten great reviews as a sort of perfect, wonderful ending to that series.
So all right. Well, I'm sure, Jen, I'm sure you've already put Islandport Press on our Maine Calling Facebook page, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So people can go back and link at these. But before I let you go, I want to ask you, generally speaking, how important is the holiday shopping season for publishers and especially small specialty publishers like you?
Yeah, it's very important for us, as you can imagine. We sometimes joke a small press is very much like a nonprofit, and we work really hard to put out beautiful books by authors throughout the state in New England. And this year, for the third year, we're going to have our own book kiosk where we're selling books at the Maine Mall and the Bangor Mall throughout the holiday season. So we feel it's a great way to get our name out there, not only in all of our amazing local bookstores, but at the mall as well.
Well, Jen Hazard from Islandport Press, thanks so much for calling in.
Thanks so much, Jennifer. Take care.
Yeah, I mean, I think that this is when a great deal of people end up buying books, and they end up buying books as a way to express to the people who they're buying them for, a way to say, like, I know who you are. I have a sense of what you're interested in. I want you to share in this with me. And this is a great season for buying books for people.
Yeah.
And a great season to read.
Absolutely.
That's right. Winter, craft season and reading season. So skiing season, too. We're going to go to Eric from Freeport. Eric, you're calling from L.L. Bean, I understand.
I am, Jennifer. Thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
I just wanted to mention that, of course, a lot of people think of L.L. Bean and the items that we make here in Maine, like our iconic bean boots, of course, that are made the Knack Factory's gift guide, or our boat and totes. But we also partner with a lot of other local companies, and that's great, a great partnership for us, like our partnership with Belted Cow in Yarmouth and our plaid dog collars that made Down East's gift guide. But one thing that some folks don't know is that in addition to those local items that we sell in the catalog and online, we have a whole selection of other local-made products in our home store in Freeport. We have artists and craftspeople from all over Maine who perhaps can't make items in quantity that we could sell online, but we sell there in the home store some unique or one-of-a-kind decor items or holiday decorations. And one of the great things is that we ship for free even from our retail stores, including the home store. So if you want to come down and visit us in Freeport, it's a great way to do some Maine-made holiday shopping, but also get those items out to your recipients out of state.
Great. And Eric, is that a new program to have in your home store some of the products you wouldn't be able to put in the catalog?
We've been doing it for quite a few years, and in many cases, items that start out in the home store then expand. One of those programs was our nautical rope doormats and baskets that are made from recycled fishing rope. Those started off exclusively in retail, and now we sell them both online and in our catalogs.
Eric, I thought I heard that you were partnering with one of our members, Flowfold. Are you doing something with them now?
Exactly. We've been carrying Flowfold, particularly wallets, for several years in retail stores and online. And we actually have an exclusive partnership with them this season for both wallets and also a duffel bag, which we're really excited about. And those are available, again, online and in the retail stores.
One thing that I have noticed for doing this now for 5 years is watching these companies grow and watching when I first did this list, it was there were a couple of very large Maine companies, L.L. Bean being one of them. And then there were a lot of very small sort of craftiers and artisans. And now watching companies like Flowfold go from being a relatively small startup to finding distribution with larger companies that are really helping them out, like L.L. Bean, to put them out into a larger market, has been a really incredible evolution to watch. And then also watching these businesses that suddenly get online attention and then have to grow pretty suddenly and immediately is a really great problem for them to have. But it's been awesome watching these lists go from maybe 50 viable businesses that you can sort of order something online quickly to 200 to 300 businesses. I mean, it's really spectacular.
Eric, thanks so much for calling in. We're going to go now to Nate Barr from Zootility. Nate, what is Zootility?
Well, we make animal-shaped multi-tools, so hence zoo and utility, Zootility.
Okay, so give me an example of what you mean by that.
Our first one was Pocket Monkey, and the name, I think, says it all. It's a crazy device that pretty much appeals to anybody. It's a great gift item. We sell a ton of them this time of year. It's a wallet-sized multi-tool. So it has 12 functions, but it's the size of a credit card. So you can just put it in your wallet or your purse, carry it everywhere you go, and be able to open a bottle. You can peel an orange. You can turn screws. It's even got a little eyeglass screwdriver. So things that you never would find on a leather opener or other similar multi-tools now is easy to carry and has unique tools along with it.
Great. And where are you based?
We are based in the East Bayside neighborhood of Portland. We have an 8,000 square foot manufacturing facility that we've set up there. The whole thing's been bootstrapped. So I started it 4 years ago. We moved here 2 years ago, and we just quadrupled our manufacturing capacity and have hired about 20 people in the last year.
Congratulations, Chad.
Wow. Yeah, thanks.
So we have your State of Mind gift set in our gift guide, Nate. Which also features the bar tool and the key round. Could you tell us a little bit about those?
The bar tool is a really fun bottle opener because it has the state shape of Maine as the actual functional bottle opener, which is a totally unique idea that we came up with. We actually have every single state available, but Maine, you know, here obviously is the one that people want. And then to match that, we also have state-named key rings, and we don't just call them a key ring, we call it a key round because it's not a double loop like you're traditionally used to where you have to use your fingernails to pull it apart. You can just use your finger tips and easily slide a key on and off without having to worry about breaking your nails. So it's a common problem that we've solved with a really innovative design that we've also personalized to the state of Maine. And then we put it all together in this gift box that it's laser cut out of wood. You can just burn the wood in your fireplace this winter because there's no toxins in it. And it gifts really well. It's like a $50 price point.
So this is for the stylish and hip MacGyver in your life?
Exactly.
We have the hedgehog comb from Zootility on our list. They have a really great selection of tools.
Well, Nate, thanks so much for calling in. We're going to move on. We're going to go to, let's see, Bernice calling from Montvale. Hi, Bernice. Go ahead.
I do felting. My business is called Color Play. I primarily do hats and Nuno felted scarves, which is where I felt merino wool into silk, so it's much more flexible than traditional felt. And I'll be with a group of about 60 other vendors on Saturday, December 10th at Maine's Designing Women's Show. That's at the Portland's Ocean Avenue School from 9 to 4. And there's a lot of beautiful handmade items there.
The Portland Designing Women's Show, I've been there. It's a lot of fun. And that's a really important part of Maine's sort of holiday season, isn't it? All the the craft fairs and specialty shows, whether it's a fashion show or a pottery show. You all are all nodding. Do you have favorites? Do you have somewhere you go every year?
I mean, I never miss Mecca's. Theirs is great. Yeah. But honestly, I think one of my favorite things during the holiday season is kind of driving along the coast or on Route 1 or wherever, and you stop at a local church bazaar or something like that. There's so many of those going on, and you can have access to a lot of people that are doing really, really handcrafted items like Bernice does. And it's kind of fun to discover those kind of throughout the season.
Yeah, it's part of just growing up in Maine is that I, you know, like church suppers, church craft fairs, you know, local collective craft fairs, people putting out tables and, you know, just sort of selling whatever. My gift guide essentially started 5 years ago as a recap of all of the vendors that would be at Picnic, which is, you know, I guess I'll say affectionately like the hipster craft fair in Portland. And there's every kind of craft collective throughout the state making every kind of thing.
Picnic is one of my favorites, I was going to say. I can't remember. That's coming up early December, isn't it? I don't have it in front of me.
Well, if anybody knows, they can put it on our Facebook page and we will pass it along. Thanks so much, Bernice, for your call. We'll sneak in one more call before we go on a break. We're going to go to Richard, who's calling from Falmouth.
Hi there, Jennifer.
Hi, Richard. Okay? Yeah, go ahead.
Great. Okay. A couple of things. First of all, Friends of Baxter State Park, it's sort of an old idea, but they publish a wonderful catalog with scenes from Baxter State Park. You can't get any more Maine, I think, than Baxter State Park, especially now with the new Katahdin Woods and Waters area around it. So, you know, that's something to look forward to. And also, University of Maine Press and Friends of Baxter State Park has published a new plant guide. It's called The Plants of Baxter State Park. After 5 years of putting it together, it's finally on the press. And for the person who's interested in plants in the state of Maine, this is a wonderful guide, and I would recommend it highly.
Terrific, Richard. You don't know if they have a website or somewhere where we can link to for our Made in Maine Maine Calling Gift Guide, do you?
Sure. It's www.friendsofbaxter.org.
Okay. Terrific. Well, and, you know, I think that's... you know, a really meaningful gift for people, especially if they're particularly interested in a place like Baxter or a nonprofit, to see, you know, first thing that pops to mind, maybe one of the Audubon stores if you have a bird lover in your life.
Yeah. And speaking of sort of driving around to different shops, my wife and I spend probably a crazy amount of hours in random antique stores throughout the state. And a good deal of those stores, you can go into the like main books section and you can get books going back to like the start of the 1900s for, you know, a handful of dollars that look at things like the state parks, that look at things that how people were living, that look at, you know, narrative histories. And those are really good places you're not going to find online, but those are good places that you can find interesting gifts for people.
Richard, thanks for your call. And we do have to take another break. Stay with us for our 5th annual Made in Maine gift guide.
You make Maine Calling possible, as do the law offices of Joe Bornstein, dedicated to serving injured and disabled Mainers from Kittery to Caribou. JoeBornstein.com. And Print, a new independent bookstore in Portland's East End, located at 273 Congress Street. Learn more at PrintBookstore.com.
On the next Diane Rehm Show, Barack Obama addresses a divided Europe on his last overseas trip as president. Syrian government airstrikes kill more than 80 people in 2 days. And Japan's prime minister meets with President-elect Trump.
That's coming up at 2 o'clock today here on Maine Public Radio.
Next time on LA Theater Works, two middle-aged suburban couples explore the meaning of friendship.
Beth and Tom.
I know.
God, Gabe, we introduced them.
In the wake of one pair's shattering divorce.
Tom's leaving me.
You think you're safe on solid ground, and then all of a sudden the earth cracks open.
Dinner with Friends, next time on LA Theater Works.
Join us Sunday evening at 9 o'clock here on Maine Public Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and you're listening to Maine Calling. Today, it's the Maine Calling Made in Maine Gift Guide. With me in the studio, Laura Serino, contributor to Down East Magazine, Alex Steed, a founding partner at content firm Knack Factory, Jen Thompson, executive director of Portland by Local. The most important thing binding all three of our guests today is they also love locally made products and create holiday gift guides, which we will post when they're all ready on our Facebook page. Join our conversation, 1-800-399-3566. Laura, you said your list this year at Down East Magazine is 50 gifts under $50. When does the world get to see that list?
Yeah, so subscribers will be getting it soon, and it's on newsstands next Tuesday, November 22nd, and it'll be online at downeast.com/5050/50.
Okay. Fun email from Frank. Hey, check out the different drummer at www.maintoys.com. Been handcrafting wooden toys here in Maine since 1973, and our newest creation is our lobster boat, which is just cunning. How did I do?
It was perfect. That's right out of Richard's mouth.
You know Richard. Okay. Let's see here. And a picnic is December 11th on 4th Street in Portland. Let's see here. We'll go to Frank, who's calling from Bath. Hi, Frank. Go ahead.
Hi there, Jen. We make honey tea. And basically,
I know who this is. Hi, Frank Farrell.
Hello. I had to call, especially when I heard about gifts. I'm going to be up at the Maine Harvest Festival in Bangor this weekend selling our new product. And it's basically an 8-ounce jar of honey infused with all the herbs you would find in a tea, in an herb tea. You just put a teaspoon in a cup of hot water. We use all local sourced honey and organic herbs, 6 flavors. And one of your previous callers talked about chaga. We make one of our most popular flavors is called mocha chaga, which combines chaga with chocolate. So we say we make a cocoa that's good for you. And we have a lot of gift boxes we sell. It's just been a great ride since we last worked together.
Frank Farrell, a former coworker here, hosted a program on Maine Public Television. So Zen Bear Honey Tea, it's so nice to hear your voice, Frank. And I want to ask you, if people eat your tea, will they be infused with the musical talent that you have?
Oh, they'll be infused with all kinds of talents. One of our mint flavors called Enlighten Mint. So you can be enlightened if you drink that one. And you can look us up online, and we're in about 100 stores up and down the coast, as far down into New York City. And it's just been a lot of fun making this stuff. And the most fun is getting our honey. We go up to Aroostook by Fort Fairfield and get it from the Amish farms. So it's pure, raw, unfiltered honey, really good stuff. And we're just having a great time with it.
Thanks for calling in, and we'll make sure we get Zen Bear Honey Tea on the Made in Maine gift guide. We're going to go to Robin from Berwick. Hi, Robin.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What are you selling?
I actually want to share a book that I just published about 3 weeks ago. It's available on Amazon. It's called Voices from the Village, and it's a compilation of specific concrete advice from people around the world for girls between the ages of 12 and 18. So instead of just kind of abstract inspirational quotes from, you know, dead celebrities and dead historical figures, it's from actual people worldwide. So I thought that might be a good stocking stuffer for young adolescent girls. The feedback I've received from a lot of the women who have bought the book has said that it's actually a reminder to them as well of what to do to be good to ourselves and to take care of ourselves.
Well, Robin, like all our callers, I invite you to put that on our Facebook page or send an email to talk@mainepublic.org so it can be included on our Made in Maine gift guide that Jonathan Smith, our executive producer, is furiously working on as quickly as he can. Probably won't be out for a couple of days because we're getting swamped. But thanks for calling. We'll go to Vinyl Haven and Stephanie. Hi, Vinyl. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi. How are you?
Great.
Good. I was in Made in Maine, the Making It Maine section in Down East Magazine in 2014, and I do traditional knotted netting, otherwise known as fish netting. All of my designs are original. They're all handmade. I make shopping bags, pocketbooks, wearables, and new out in the last couple of years are sculptures in shadow boxes.
Neat. When you say wearables, what can one wear?
There are tops that are kind of like a shortened poncho. They're all one of a kind, made out of yarn. And the shopping bags are all hand-dyed nylon fishing twine, so they're really, really strong. And the pocketbooks are made out of nylon but lined with fabric. So there's a couple different designs in that. They're all available online at mainknitbags.com, and that leads to an Etsy site, so you can order off of that. They're also available in Archipelago in Rockland and on Vinyl Haven at New Era Gallery.
Well, thanks for calling, and make sure you post on our Facebook page or send us an email as well, Stephanie. Thank you. Going to Lynn, who's calling from Portland. Hi, Lynn. Go ahead.
Hi. This is Lynn Krause calling from South Street Living. We are a small design manufacturing company that produces women's clothing all in linen. We have a shop right in Portland on the corner of Pleasant and South Street, as well as an online presence. And we employ and partner with all local seamstresses, printmaker on Vinyl Haven, as a matter of fact, our graphic designer, our photographer, our printing company, everyone is local. And any questions?
Terrifically. No, I just invite you to post on our MPBM Maine Calling Facebook page or send us an email at talk@mainepublic.org so you can be on the list. I want to talk to my guests, though, about what Lynn says about South Street Linens and how her company depends on other Maine vendors. And this is what we see, right? We see companies, you talked about the gift boxes coming together, but Frank Farrell talked about his honey being sourced from Aroostook County, the Amish. This is not the exception, but kind of the rule among the
people. Well, this is the whole, like, for me, for advocating for this stuff, this was the whole point, is the idea that if, and Jen can speak sort of better to this than I can because of her affiliation with the largest buy local organization in the state, but the idea that when you spend your money in the state, that money, a larger proportion of that money ends up staying in the economy here rather than shipping out to another company.
Exactly, yeah. It's actually called the multiplier effect. So when you shop locally, 76% more of your money stays in the state of Maine. And actually, one of our board members who has local economy, an accounting firm, will have an article about this in this week's Press Herald about this very issue and how when you're shopping at businesses that are, you know, investing in the community, how your money is going so much further.
Thanks for your call, Lynn. We're going to go up to Rockland and Claire. Hi, Claire. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Great. I understand you have an item, a kind of item that hasn't been mentioned yet.
I do. My daughter and I have a company called Dolphin Rugosa, and we make Maine seaweed shampoo bars, which are shampoo and conditioner in a round bar similar to soap.
Cool.
Tell me the name of your company again.
Dolph, which is one of the Maine seaweeds, and Rugosa, which is the Rugosa roses. So it's Dolph and Rugosa.
And do you have a website you can post on our MPBN Maine Calling Facebook page?
We do. It's dolphinregosa.com.
Okay, terrific, Claire. Do that. And I really appreciate your call and what a great product it sounds like. We are going to run out of time pretty soon, but I want to ask you, Alex, you have some ideas on this year's list, some new ideas about what to do other than buy a present.
Yeah, the one quick pitch I want to say is Maine Foods, buy ploys from the Bouchard family in Aroostook County. They're amazing Acadian pancakes. But I think people with the privilege to give a little bit extra if they have more in their budget, I think should support organizations doing good work in their communities. On my list, I think there's over 50 organizations to potentially give to just to spark some ideas. We have Speak About It, which is a sex education and consent group that talks to teenagers about consent. Hardy Girls Healthy Women, Maine Public is on there, the Travis Mills Foundation, Maine Immigrants Rights Coalition, and a number more that are just doing work, making sure that sort of people who need the help that they need are able to get that help.
And we'll have Travis Mills on the program next month. Very excited about that.
Best. You'll have a good time.
And Jen, you have an idea to buy people maybe memberships somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of these great nonprofits, you know, have memberships available so you can buy a membership, you know, and gift that to someone. And sometimes it comes with a fun tote bag or something. You know, I know Maine Public, Portland Buy Local, the Maine Island Trail Association, and One Longfellow Square are all great membership ideas.
All right. Well, thank you all for being here and coming back another year for the Maine Calling Made in Maine gift guide. I can't believe it's been another year, and I can't believe the hour is over. Our guests were Jen Thompson, Executive Director of Portland by Local, Laura Serino, contributor to Down East Magazine, Alex Steed, the founding partner at the content firm Knack Factory. John Keimel ran the board today. No, he didn't. My script is wrong. Jonathan Woodward ran the board today. You can find past editions of Maine Calling as well as a link to our audio archives at mainecalling.net. Today's program will be rebroadcast this evening at 7. Maine Calling is produced by Jonathan Smith and Cindy Hahn. Before we say goodbye, I want to make sure and say if you'd like to be included in the Maine Calling Made in Maine gift guide, which we are quickly working hard to put together, send an email to talk@mainepublic.org or post to the MPBN Maine Calling Facebook page. Be sure and include a web link and a photograph. I'm Jennifer Rooks, and you've been listening to Maine Calling on Maine Public Radio.